What I'm talking about is this is the potentiometric surface. So this would be the area where the water table would be if the permafrost weren't here. And so now, down here where the terrain drops off, we can see that the potentiometric surface is up here. We can get fractures or springs coming through the permafrost. This could be as shallow as 50 feet thick, or it could be as thick as 600 meters thick. And so we can get springs coming through here releasing this groundwater. And so that's where we'll get those high carbonate waters coming out. And that is where we can get that off-ice forming, too, below that.
And Larry, that situation is exactly what happened over Steese and Farmer's Loop, 10, 15 years ago. There was a well that was drilled down there between the old Steese and the new Steese that didn't get capped, and it flooded that whole thing all winter, and there were cars down there with water up to the windshields all winter.
Yeah, actually,
the well,
there was one house destroyed.
Like that.
Right. So they drilled a well through the permafrost, the well went artesian, and they couldn't cap it off.
Yeah.
It started flowing up around the outside of the wells, and it was a disaster.
Lots of ice.
One of the things, I guess we kind of talked about this morning, is as the winter proceeds, we'll get the active layer freezing from the surface. And we can still get water flowing down here on top of the permafrost. And then as it freezes completely down here, where it freezes from the surface through the permafrost, we've still got this water coming down the hill. And all of a sudden, in January or something like that, it's got no place to go, and so then it pops out, and that's when we'll start getting off ice forming. And so we were talking earlier about disturbance. Dave was talking earlier about how disturbance can occur. When they build roads or something like that, then they introduce an area where they've taken away all the insulation, and so that's more likely to cause the surface to freeze down completely and cut off the subsurface flow pathways, and that's when the groundwater will come to the surface and then create those huge off ice messes. A few weeks ago, I was headed up north, and I was up near, just to the other side of Finger Mountain, and there was some off-ice coming out of the hillsides there, and it's always a problem right there. And DOT, just what they do is they come in and they widen the road there to about 100 meters, and they just go through and clear out the off-ice every month or something like that. And what had happened is they'd slipped off too far, and they'd buried this DA cat in that water just off the side of the off-ice. I wanted to take a picture, but it was 40 below and windy. It would have been a great picture for today, though.